Hey, and welcome back to Stem Cells Exposed. This week we will be talking about the type of stem cells the National Institutes of Health should fund. Let's get right into it. iPS cells are the clear choice, but what are they? iPS is short for induced pluripotent stem cells. This long name identifies the type of cell discovered on mice in 2006 by Shinya Yamanaka at Kyoto University. In 2007, Yamanaka collaborated with James Thompson to test if iPS cells work on humans. The results? They did. iPS cells work by taking a differentiated adult skin cell and then exposing them to gene-carrying viruses. The cells then absorb these viruses, making them undifferentiated. Whichever cell absorbs all four viruses are kept. But whichever cells don't absorb all four viruses are discarded due to the fact that these cells would be differentiated. Once this process takes place, they are pluripotent, which means they can become anything. This is where they are used as stem cells and turned into liver cells, heart cells, blood cells. You name a type of cell, they can become it. Let's talk about what's special about iPS cells. First, they have no ethical concern. iPS cells don't destroy an embryo. They are cells that are created from adult skin cells, rather than from an embryo or an egg, which both of these could have been potential lives. This raises a concern for embryonic and somatic stem cells, which either use an embryo or an egg to form the stem cell. iPS cells can help treat certain diseases. They can help treat heart disease by differentiating into functional heart muscle cells and can be used for heart repair. There's a chance in the future for them to seed heart scaffolds and create a vascularized and fully functioning heart. They can also help treat type 1 diabetes and Parkinson's disease. It helps treat both of these diseases in a very similar way. This is by differentiating into dopamine and producing cells for research into cell-based therapy. These are three diseases that currently do not have a treatment, and iPS cells can help these diseases to have a treatment. When treating diseases with iPS cells in the future, there is little chance of immune rejection. These cells are formed from adult skin cells that are received from the patient. This eliminates the fact that the cells are coming from a donor from some other stem cells types, and these cells are native to the patient rather than to a donor. Another great thing about iPS cells is that they help spread knowledge about cells that can help in the future. iPS cells require gene-carrying viruses to make them undifferentiated, which creates proteins in order to turn off parts of the cell to make a stem cell from the skin cell. Scientists can use this knowledge to help advance the knowledge of stem cells in the future. Now, why should the National Institutes of Health support iPS cells rather than any other type of cell? First, they are better than embryonic cells due to the fact that they destroy an embryo. The embryo that was destroyed could have been a potential life. Even though they are undifferentiated and can bring rise to specialized cells by differentiating, iPS cells can do this too. Somatic cells destroy an egg, and the egg could have been fertilized to become a human life. iPS cells don't destroy a human egg, and can perform all the functions of somatic cells. Finally, adult stem cells can only differentiate into certain cells. This provides more of a limit to the type of cells doctors can use to create stem cells for treatment. Overall, iPS cells are the best option for the National Institute of Health to fund. They are easily accessible, they have no ethical concerns, they can help find treatments for certain diseases, there is a little chance of immune rejection, and they can help people learn more about cells. iPS cells are the way to go. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another fun chat about stem cells.